As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Final hour of the show. I'll say one thing, though. At 5:30, it looked like you would need your sunglasses out here.
Mm-hmm.
It gets brighter a lot earlier. I've been working here since 2011. I never in my wildest dreams thought I would hear the question on the commercial. Headed to the Wu-Tang concert this Friday? I never thought I would hear that on this station. And come on, check out our photo booth. I love you, Dave Burgess. You know that's Burgess.
Yes.
I love you, Dave Burgess. Dave's thinking, hey, Wu-Tang love the kids. He's going to be down there for the Wu-Tang. And he's putting a photo booth down there just so he can have an excuse to go. That's the real reason he's doing it. Because he wants to go anyway. Our buddy's coming back. Colton Cowser coming back. This series against the Mariners. I say this series because I don't know who's in the lineup tonight. But he's back this series. I don't have any statistical expectation for Cowser. I think eventually he's going to bring the stats. He's got to work his way back. But I expect him to bring a lot of energy back to this clubhouse and to this dugout and ultimately to this lineup.
I do, too. I think it's much needed, too. He provides more than just the power of bat because he, you know, what do you have, 24 homers last year?
24.
Yeah. Right, 24. He's a really good fielder. I mean, the guy, you know, he belongs at this level, and he's been missed, so I'm happy to see him back.
Yeah, he's has a plus 8 outs above average, which was second for all left fielders in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he was a Gold Glove finalist. Those things right there, I expect to jump up instantly. As soon as he puts that glove on going out in the outfield, I expect him to be that much. We saw some things in the outfield. Well, didn't we see 2 triples last week? And I'm looking at him thinking, neither one of them should have been triples. One of them should have been out. The other one should have been a base hit, worst case scenario. We see some things in that outfield that just, quite frankly, shouldn't happen. I remember the one play, I think it was in Boston, that Jorge Mateo made. He was credited for such a great effort, he ended up on the other side of the wall. If you track that ball the right way, your back is against the wall as the ball comes to your glove. You know, that's because he's not that's not because he's bad. He's just not an experienced outfielder. He got a horrible jump on the ball.
Yeah.
You expect, you got Colton Cowser out there, you don't get those things. You know, you get much better defensive baseball in the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, some guys it's not like it's easy to play. This isn't Little League. I mean, it's very difficult to be a major league outfielder unless you know, that's your position and you work at it. So guys like Mateo, who had, you know, they told him in, you know, last season he could have worked on and done it in spring training and prepared for it. You can't just throw a guy out there. Yeah, I remember that conversation we had with the coaches with Mancini. You know, trying to make a conversion from first base to the outfield. I'm like, it's not easy, you know.
It's not easy.
It's getting there.
It's tough to track the ball. When you play all your life with one or two levels, of stadium levels. That mm-hmm. third deck is tough. Right. Yep. Because people wear white mm-hmm. and they wear other colors that could get in the way of the ball. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the ball gets above the stadium and now it's in the sun.
Yep.
It's a lot going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You always hear announcers say, who've played the game before, the ball is tough coming out of the shadows. Well, often that's how outfield is. You know, I mean, you got all these colors in the stands, and all of a sudden, bam, it's in the sun. It's tough on that level.
They'll leave your sunglasses on your hat. It makes it worse.
Oh my gosh!
Why it tries to be crazy, man.
Why do guys do that?
I don't know. I really don't.
I know Gunner says in day games he keeps his on his hat just in case he needs to put them on his face. He doesn't want to have to stop the game and tell somebody to bring his glasses out. Mm-hmm. But you've seen times where they weren't on his hat, they were on his face.
Yeah.
But I've seen guys fighting the sun, and the freaking glasses were on the top of his hat. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. I just don't think. It just makes, well, that's, you know, that's the only design flaw. They only work if they're on your face.
Did you say a design flaw?
Yes.
They don't have a mind of their own?
No.
you expect them to be in that middle of the order? Couser.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
As soon as he comes back.
Why not? You only have like one or two guys hitting right now.
I agree with you.
So why not? Just
yeah. Yeah, it's not like you have this. You know, if he comes back to a lineup that's scoring 6-7 runs a game and then you got six hot hitters in the lineup, not about 6 or 7. Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll work his way back up. But this lineup needs a lot.
It needs a whole lot.
Do.
It really does. I mean, the guys have really carried it this year. You know, it's obviously O'Hearn, Seti when he was, you know, not hurt, and Urias. So the veterans have been carrying it now that, you know, Jackson's come around. So he's been, you know, contributing, you know, quite a bit. But you need some bats in there. And, you know, Couser brings a big bat.
Yeah, a lot. A big bat, big personality, big, great defense. You know, I can't wait to get some of these guys. I want to see what everybody's going to say when you get these guys back and they start playing better baseball. You know, all the fire Eliases and all these things. Look at the players. Look at the players who are missing. Those are Elias guys. You can't blame him for injuries. When these guys come back, I want to see what everybody has to say when they start playing baseball at the level that they're expected to play baseball. Do I expect them to get in the playoffs? Not really. Do I expect them to play, you know, under 500 baseball for a month and 2 months at a time for the rest of the year? Heck no. I don't expect that. I expect this team to get to the point where they're playing 550 and above baseball for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Not this. Yeah. They're playing under 400 baseball, not under 500 baseball now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know what's funny? When people ask you, like, why? What's going on? Like, what do you say? People ask all the time, what's going on? What do you think it is? I don't know. They don't know. It's a lot of things. It's a combination of many, many things.
Yeah, you don't have the capability of winning 100 games and then play under 400 baseball because there's one problem. The one problem doesn't bring that about.
Correct.
Multiple problems bring that about. You know, it's a perfect storm of issues. I call it the worst case scenario. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Orioles were victims of the worst case scenario in the first 2 months of the season. So let's see if the last 4 months of the season brings them better fortune.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.